Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. There's a new 24/7 place for drop kicks, clotheslines, and flights off the top rope. Pro Wrestling TV. President Brandon Blackburn joins me next. Vinny Pocastivo is the host and producer of I Have a Podcast on Television. He's also getting the celebrity showcase to viewers in a very unusual, pioneering way. Multi-channel bundle syndication. Vinny Pocastivo will detail later this hour. Also ahead, Drew, as in Drew Barrymore, heads into Season 3 and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on Spotify, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Verbal, and Reason. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to all the good stuff whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 54 cloudy degrees here in the Big Apple, and on this Friday afternoon, no fooling, it is April 1st, we welcome you to the program all about TV's current and future. Welcome to you, and if you're celebrating Passover tonight and for the next 8 days and nights, we wish you a very, very wonderful and beautiful festival celebration of light. And happy you're with us before you get your celebration going. Two great guests coming away over the next hour. We invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone, use your voice, and the number is this, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. Chat room is open as well for you. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, as always, you can connect others with Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon. You'll find someone in your Blog Talk Radio speaker tune screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. And Brandon Blackburn will be live about Pro Wrestling USA from Dallas, Texas, after these news notes. Season 3 of Drew Barrymore's syndicated daytime hour this fall will march to a different drummer from the first two seasons. Barrymore's series will play as 2 half-hour episodes per day, running back-to-back on participating stations, many affiliated with CBS, or as standalone half hours during the day, such as one in the morning, the other late afternoon. In some CBS markets, one Barrymore half hour will come on at 9:30 a.m. local time, following a local newscast will begin immediately after CBS mornings. Now quickies, Impractical Jokers will open its latest True TV season June 16th. Guests this go-round include Brooke Shields, Rob Riggle, and Jillian Bell. Bloodline, the latest Deadliest Catch offshoot, begins on the Discovery Channel April 19th. And 5 years after season one, FX is ready to produce a second run of Ryan Murphy anthology series, Feud. Oscar and Naomi Watts will headline Capote's Women. That's news notes for today. And now joining us live from the wrestling capital of this weekend with WrestleMania and NXT Stand and Deliver, Dallas, Texas, the president of Pro Wrestling TV, which started yesterday, Brandon Blackburn. Brandon, welcome into the program.
Simon, it's great to be with you coming from the mecca of the wrestling industry, as this weekend always is. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you, Brandon, and congrats on getting this new network started. First of all, it's been about 24 hours since the channel started. What kind of feedback are you getting from wrestling fans?
Feedback's been really positive, which is what we're all about, is giving something to the fans that they haven't seen before and giving them a way to access great wrestling content 24/7 in one place. And we're offering it absolutely free.
Explain how your network is going to be differentiated from what WWE Network is doing on Peacock.
Well, there are some similarities in terms of the user interface. We have a streaming network that you can download in app stores everywhere. WWE is obviously its own animal, and its programming is going to be WWE-centric. So what we're doing is taking a similar model in terms of the TV presentation side, and we're bringing in multiple promotions from around the world, really. We have promotions from not only the U.S., but Mexico, overseas in Europe, and parts of Asia. We'll be announcing a little bit later in the months to come. So we started with that idea in mind, and then we combined it with bringing in talk shows via some really popular vodcasts. We're going to have movies and docs. And I think one of our biggest differentiators is we are giving the wrestlers themselves a platform to create their own content and have an ownership as part of this creator economy in which we all find ourselves.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you're going to be doing wrestling from all over the world. What kind of differences are there between what you see, whether it's on WWE or All Elite on TBS TNT or Impact Wrestling or Ring of Honor, the major pro wrestling leagues in the United States, and what happens in Japan, what happens in Mexico, what happens in other parts of the world?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We actually have the luchadors from Mexico will be on our network starting the end of April with AAA Lucha Libre. So that's a great example in terms of the style. It's typically a lot more precise. It's a lot quicker type of wrestling, as you'll see from Japan. When you compare that with what's happening in the U.S., the in-ring action here and over in places like Europe, a lot of that is relying on some of the bigger bodies in the ring, if you will, both figuratively and literally, but the big, you know, giant-sized wrestlers. So there are certainly contrasting styles, and that's what we want to offer our fans. We want them to see wrestling that runs across the spectrum. So you might be watching Lucha Libre one night, and then the next night you'll see our friends from Warrior Wrestling here in the U.S., for instance, another. And it's still great wrestling all around, but you're going to get a little bit of variety so you don't feel like you're watching the same type of matches all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the wrestling leagues in the United States that you will be giving a showcase for?
So yesterday we just announced our first group of partnerships. I just mentioned Warrior Wrestling, which is a great organization out of the Illinois area here in the U.S. We'll also have New South Pro Wrestling and a new promotion that just got started called Control Your Narrative. All of them have a combination of some of the biggest names in the industry today, but they're also developing a lot of names whom I believe will be tomorrow's bright stars in the industry.
Mm-hmm. And this network, unlike WWE, is ad-supported. Any word yet on any advertisers coming in?
That's right. We're going to offer this for free right out of the gate. We know wrestling fans, as we all are working harder than ever to earn and make a buck. So we want to give them access to this content absolutely free. They're going to that means it's an ad-supported platform, as you just alluded to. We are going to also offer pay-per-views under the traditional pay-per-view model, as most promotions have those monthly events going on. So, yeah, and our advertising will be a mix of programmatic, but as the audience starts to watch the content and consume it and we get more data on what the audience is, they're going to see a lot more brands that are tailored to what they're interested in, and I think they'll also see some fun spots that will incorporate some of their favorite wrestlers. So we'll have everyone from the auto industry to you know, the beverage industry and fast food chains and everyone in between. There's a lot of interest from the crypto side as well, which should be cool to see them promote to our audience too.
Mm-hmm. You're meeting Brandon Blackburn, and he is the president of one of the newest networks available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. It's Pro Wrestling TV, which kicked off yesterday. And he joins us live from Dallas, Texas, this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Happy you're aboard to kick off your April. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. We're coming your way, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio Live. We are now on Spotify. We kicked off this week. We want to welcome again all the people that are joining us through Spotify, as well as our other podcast affiliates, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Global Reason, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you have a question or comment for Brandon, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Got a big 90-minute Tomorrow We Televise to kick off next week on Monday at this very hour. There's a brand-new PBS two-night special from Ken Burns, one of the great documentarians around. His latest version is called Benjamin Franklin. It's on PBS stations Monday and Tuesday night, 2 hours per night. We'll have an exclusive same-day interview right off the bat with the producer of that program, David Schmidt. Then we'll introduce you to another new network that just launched this week on smart TV sets and devices. It's called Desire Company Classes. That's classes. And the whole idea of this service is it gives you wonderful instruction and all sorts of things you can use, if you will. Plus, you'll be able to order products and services, too. We'll talk to the co-founder and chief executive officer of that service, Eric Scheinkopf. And in case you haven't heard, Apple TV earlier today launched Slow Horses. It's the brand new spy saga, starring the Oscar winner Gary Oldman. We will have an exclusive interview coming up on Monday in our final half hour with executive producer and director James Howes. And in case you don't know, it's already been renewed for a second season. That's sensational news today. So all that's coming your way Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, exclusively here on Tomorrow We Televise. Brandon, how long has this network been in development for?
So a little bit of background. Our company, our media company is called Pod TV, where we've been producers of both podcasting and TV. And a little over a year ago, we saw an opportunity to really marry up what we saw as two of the hottest components of media in the world today, which was the prevalence of really good vodcast programming and over-the-top television distribution. So we married those two up in a way with our first theme channel, which was true crime focused, called Crime and Conspiracy, and that's been available for just about a year now, doing very well. And then as we started to think about what's the next theme network we want to pursue, I'm a lifelong wrestling fan, and wrestling has not been this hot in over 20 years. So we looked at the landscape. We saw all of the great in-ring action that's taking place with promotions around the world. And then we also noticed a lot of the great content that wrestlers themselves are creating outside of the ring. So that made it a really easy decision for us to pursue the professional wrestling world for our next network, which we're talking about today, is Pro Wrestling TV.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, last year, we did a segment on Pod TV. So this is sort of an offshoot of what they've done for the last year plus. Talk about one of these new promotions called Control Your Narrative. That's a very enticing title. What is that all about?
So that promotion is founded by two of the biggest stars in the industry today, two of the biggest wrestling names, I should say. Adam Scheer, formerly known as Braun Strowman in the WWE. He was a multi-champion with them. And then the wrestler EC3. They've created this promotion really to give wrestlers the freedom and liberty to maintain control of their characters and their brands and their storylines in the ring. So that's something that there's a lot of discussion and debate about in wrestling, especially with the bigger, more corporate promotions, is how much creative control they wield over the wrestlers. And if you ask the guys that Control Your Narrative, they'll tell you this is a means for them, the wrestlers themselves, to do exactly that, to maintain control of their own narrative for their characters and storylines.
How does that play out as their characters develop? What will be different, or what will the viewer see, or the audience, let's say, in an event site? What will they see about how this plays out and how different it is from a WWE match or an All Elite Wrestling or some of the bigger players?
Well, I think one of the things that appealed to us really is, first off, their presentation. It's a very cinematic style. You can see some of their recent – they actually did two full film lengths that are now available on Pro Wrestling TV called the Free the Narrative series. So it combines the storytelling outside of the ring with these characters and brings it back to a full circle inside the ring. So that really caught our attention first and foremost. And then second off, I think fans are really going to enjoy watching some of these characters kind of be unshackled from what they were controlled by the bigger promotions like we talked about. And they're going to see that play out in the storylines. They're going to see things that happened a while ago in some of these other promotions come to light or come to culmination with them in this new promotion, Control Your Narrative. I think it's going to be really exciting, and I think it's going to be something that the fans can really appreciate, who have been wanting to see some of their favorite wrestlers, that have gone through these bigger promotions, have the opportunity to have that creative freedom and oversight on the storylines.
One of the big changes in wrestling for the major circuits, WWE, et cetera, over the last decade has been the real super rise of women's wrestling, where it really has become as much a main attraction as the men. What kind of role will women wrestlers have, either on camera or behind the scenes with your network?
Well, we announced yesterday, Simon, I'm glad you asked that question, because one of our announcements yesterday I'm really excited about and has gotten some of the biggest feedback in the last 24 hours is that Maria Kanellis Bennett, who Paul Heyman himself, wrestling fans everywhere know who Paul Heyman is, Paul Heyman himself has said she is one of the greatest minds in wrestling today. She is now a full-fledged partner with us at Pro Wrestling TV, and we're very dedicated and committed with her to making women's wrestling one of the key tentpoles of our program offering, both inside the ring and outside the ring. And we're really excited about announcing what some of those projects are going to be coming up in the month of April.
Are there any plans for someone to, let's say, use your service to get a women's wrestling league up and running? For example, you know, back in the a number of decades ago, we had GLOW, the Gorgeous Women of Wrestling, very popular series on Netflix, several years, Emmy nominated several years ago. There was the effort, I think, by ASX TV, Mark Cuban's outlet, to do Women of Wrestling. Anybody know what is going on in terms of trying to keep, not only get a wrestling league, a women's wrestling league on the air, but keep it going?
Simon, all I can say to that is you should stay tuned in the very near future for announcements about that. But I think you might be on the right thought process there with what you're bringing up. So stay tuned. You can follow us on social at ProWTV for more announcements about what we're doing with women's wrestling. It's going to be really exciting, and I think it's going to make a big splash here in the industry in the weeks to come.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about non-wrestling content. In other words, beyond the ring. I think it was mentioned in your press release, you're looking at talk shows, you're looking at other types. What original content are you looking at?
We actually debuted two of our trailers yesterday to preview a couple of our originals that we have in development, and we're both really excited about them. And the idea is that you bring some of these wrestling characters out of the ring and see what their lives and what their stories look like outside of the squared circle. So for one example of that is the wrestling couple Killer Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux. They are recently engaged in real life, and we are going to be presenting to the world their wedding in a wrestling presentation. So only in a way that a wrestling production company can offer. So that trailer is up on our social media now. It's going to be called Killer Smoke Show, and it's the wrestling wedding event of the year. And I think our viewers and wrestling fans want to pay attention to all of our original programming, because you never know what might happen in a program like that could come into play in the ring later on. Another example is the wrestler known as Eric Redbeard. He really has an affinity for the macabre and the horror genres, and he's a big fan of music and a big connoisseur of rock music. So he has his own original series that'll launch around Halloween time, where he's going to explore some of the more paranormal aspects of our world today, and do it in a way where he's going to show that while his character has made a career out of scaring people in the ring, he's going to show a little more vulnerable side of himself and shows what scares him with some of his wrestling friends and celebrity guests. So those are just a few of examples of some of the original programming. And by the end of this year, we'll have about five or six other projects in development, and that will be released throughout the next year to come.
Mm-hmm. The Dash Anaferon has just joined us in our chat room. Welcome aboard. If you have a question or comment for Brandon, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or put in the room. And the sooner we hear from you, one way or the other, the sooner we get you aboard and get you connected. Brandon, what about other kinds of shows? I'm wondering if you're getting proposals for, like, made-for-TV movies or other types of reality or unscripted shows or even scripted shows featuring wrestling stars.
Absolutely, and that's all certainly part of our strategic plan. And one of the great things about those types of programming is I think it brings in either the casual wrestling fan to get more interested in what's happening in the ring, or somebody who's not really a wrestling fan, but it invites them and welcomes them into our world. A perfect example is my wife now loves watching wrestling with me, because the last few years she's gotten into the show Total Divas, and now she appreciates who the people are, who the characters are, and she can enjoy what's happening in the ring. So that's a big part of our focus moving forward, and I think you'll see that play out in some of the announcements to come about what our original programming slate is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Pro Wrestling TV, one of the newest services available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, is now available and in ad-supported form, too. And joining us this half hour from Tomorrow Be Televised from Dallas, Texas, where WrestleMania and NXT Stand Deliver will be happening the next 2 days and next two nights, is Pro Wrestling USA's President Brandon Blackburn. If you have a question or comment or meeting minutes with Brandon, make a call. Make sure you do it, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And coming up near the top of the hour, Classic Trivia Question of the Week. You have one more chance to check out our question. And if you do, and you come up with the correct answer before our next episode of Monday afternoon, you will win three prizes, including the new Nailed In Cookbook from Netflix, the Blue's Clues 25th Anniversary Notepad from Nickelodeon, and from BYU TV and PBS, the 20th Anniversary Christmas with a Tabernacle Choir DVD with bonus material. That's all coming your way if you're first with the correct answer. So stay tuned, top of the hour, before we leave you today and for the weekend, classic trivia question of the week. Talk about the road to developing this network. How long did it take, and how did you get this funded?
Well, like I said, our core company is Pod TV, as it sounds like you're familiar with to some degree, Simon. So we've actually, you know, been very successful at building up with some means that other networks might have exponentially larger numbers of. So we had some, you know, upfront investment from our own pockets and built this thing from the ground up in terms of Pod TV. And the success of our original channel, Crime and Conspiracy, is what allowed us to branch out and develop our next theme channel and network with Pro Wrestling TV. So we really started having the thought about pursuing this industry and this content from the wrestling world. I would say late summer last year is really when the discussions start to get serious, and we started to really explore the landscape, had a lot of conversations with people in the industry, both on the business side and on the talent creator side, meaning the wrestlers, to see what the appetite would be from the industry and what the interest would be. And it was met with resounding excitement and enthusiasm about what we're doing. So now that we're launched, we're available worldwide. As you said, we went live for the first time yesterday. We're looking to continue to carry over that excitement and enthusiasm and bring it straight to the fans.
Mm-hmm. What kind of library content, for example, movies or old TV series, script unscripted that feature wrestlers or are about wrestling, can people look forward to seeing?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things wrestling fans love is to get nostalgia about a bygone era. So we want to tap into that, especially with our offerings when it comes to our movies and docs. For instance, right now, every month we're going to have a movie of the month. So we'll be highlighting it on our network. It'll run multiple times on our channel. You can also access it on demand and stream it anytime you want. A prime example of that is the movie Seder Mania, which is a great story that every wrestling fan can relate to, wanting to be in this one fan's shoes because he was a lifelong Hulk Hogan fan and found himself in a position to befriend the Hulkster himself. So that's an example of a story I think all wrestling fans are going to gravitate toward. And some other examples are ones like Card Subject to Change that tells the story of what the lifestyle was like for wrestlers, you know, 25, 30 years ago, back in the 80s and 90s when they were really road warriors and before they had all the big TV deals and the corporate branding of wrestling. So I think that area of programming really gives us a chance to tap into that sense of nostalgia. And we're very excited to offer more in that category in the weeks to come.
Yeah. As you may know, last year, Starz put together a terrific scripted series called Heels about the regional wrestling circuit. Got great reviews. It's coming back for a second season, I believe, later this year. Given the fact that it's been on a pay service, I'm wondering if there's an opportunity to maybe show an ad-supported version of Heels or to show, for example, programs that have been on before like Thunder in Paradise, the Hulk Hogan Chris Lemon series that was in syndication for about a year and a half, or Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling, which had the great theme music by the late Jim Steinman.
Simon, we might have to hire you to help find us some content. It sounds like you have quite the library in your mind. Yeah, no, those are great examples, and whether it's we offer some of that type of programming in ad-free or second or third run, we're certainly interested in doing that as well. I think, you know, we could do for some wrestling content what Netflix has done for a show like Schitt's Creek, where people really got to know it on Netflix, even though it originated on another channel or network. So that's certainly part of the conversation and something as part of our strategic vision as we continue to grow. And again, we want to listen to the fans. We want to hear what they're interested in seeing. And we think we offer a very unique combination of wrestling content that they won't be able to find anywhere else. So we hope that encourages other partners with wrestling-themed content to work with us and allow us to be a distribution partner, too.
And by the way, with distribution, are you looking at getting to multi-channel bundles like Tubi, Fubo TV, Sports TV, the various multi-channel bundles that are out there?
So that's a great question. We actually didn't get into that part of our network yet. We have a linear channel, or to some people, you know, that's the equivalent of a cable channel, if you're not familiar with the vernacular, that we offer. It actually, by the end of April, will be available in over 200 million homes worldwide. Sports TV is one of those services that has picked up our channel, and that list is growing by the day. Pro wrestling is so hot right now. We're finding a lot of the fast service partners in particular are very interested in what we're doing. So that's certainly a part of our approach, is to offer it as a scheduled channel. And, you know, with more and more people working from home, Simon, we want to be a part of that lean back experience. Just like if you have on an ESPN or a cable news channel throughout the day while you're working, you can, and you're a wrestling fan, and hopefully our content and channel can help get you through the day as well. If you want to keep it on the background and then, you know, focus on some of the stuff on screen so it doesn't disrupt your work too much. But that's all part of the design of our network. So when you download the app in any of the smart devices throughout the world, you can also see our linear channel running across the screen right at the top. So you can enjoy it however way you like to consume content.
Mm-hmm. In the end, what is the ultimate aim of your network? What is the you know, if you we're looking backwards, let's say 5-10 years from now, what do you hope will be the biggest accomplishment that this service makes?
We want to be seen as the ESPN of pro wrestling. We want to be seen as the NFL Network of pro wrestling. Our mindset is there's so much great content, and there certainly are a lot of places to find it in bits and pieces. So we have the mindset that let's bring it all, let's aggregate it all in one spot. Let's give the wrestlers a chance to create, as I mentioned earlier. And the other thing is that there's something unique about the wrestling fan. So with that recognition, we appreciate that all of the other networks that are out there that combine wrestling with other type of content and with other sports, but wrestling fans are their own breed, and we want to give something that recognizes that and that offers content with them in mind 24/7. So that's our goal, is to build to that level where we, you know, just like different businesses and finance have their own core networks, we want to be that for the wrestling industry, and we're excited about what the opportunity is to do that.
The name of the service is Pro Wrestling TV. It is now available on smart TV sets and smart devices. Also, at least on one multi-channel bundle, Sports TV. That's the new bundle that was put together by Byron Allen and his Allen Media Group. If you want more details about the service online, here's where you go, ProWrestlingTV.live. That's ProWrestlingTV, or one phrase, .live. And on social media, here's their address. It's at ProTV. That's at ProWTV. Once again, ProWrestlingTV.live. Brandon Blackburn, the president of the service, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on the launch yesterday, and hopefully that day and today and this weekend, this month, begins a fantastic run for you and your service.
Thanks for having me, Simon, and we'll look forward to coming back and talking to you as we continue to grow. So I appreciate the opportunity today.
Would love it. I appreciate you being aboard. Take care. Fantastic wrestling weekend.
Thank you. You as well. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care. Brandon Blackburn, the head of Pro Wrestling TV, joining us live from Dallas, Texas, where this weekend, starting Saturday night, will be WrestleMania, two nights Saturday and Sunday, and NXT Stand and Deliver, available on the WWE Network. It's available on Peacock, which is also available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. More tomorrow will be televised, but first, some words to find folks at audible.com. Are you sort of tired with your life? You want something really different? Well, the characters in a book called The Paris Apartment feel that way, and that's why they decided to go to Paris and see if they can have a better life. And what they find, well, it's a very suspenseful tale by Lucy Foley. And that's the audiobook you can get right now with a trial run with Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Over 250,000 titles to choose from. Listen to them on any device, whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk, Beaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast destinations, Spotify included. Remember, sign up at audibletrial.com/televise. You get one free audio book, 1 month trial, great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and health and wealth information. Don't forget, if you're an Amazon Prime customer already, two audiobooks come your way for the trial, including one for the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions, podcast series, best of Broadway or Broadway regional theater, one woman, one man performances, and so much more. For all details, go to audibletrial.com /televised. Coming up on our next half hour, our classic trivia question of the week. But first, meet someone who grew up making a lot of MTV happen in the 1990s, and now he's got a show that has been presented to you, the viewer, in a very unusual way, syndicated through multi-channel bundles. It's called I Have a Podcast on TV. Producer and host Vinny Pontecivo joins me here in the Big Apple as we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tuna.com, together reaching nearly 70 million listeners around the world every month and growing. If you love pro wrestling, as you heard in our first half hour, check out Turnbuckle Turmoil. It's on this Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, best be charged 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of this Tomorrow Be Televised Hour for your first Friday of April and your first day of April, too. No fooling. April 1st. Welcome aboard. Simon Abbott with you live from New Haven, New York, where it is 55 degrees at the bottom of the hour. And if you have questions for our next guest, give us a call, 646-652-2906. We'll use the chat room. Simon Apple 04 by name. And don't forget, near top of the hour, last time to get this classic trivia question with three prizes in play. During the 1990s, my next guest made a lot of the major shows on MTV happen one way or another. Now, he is the head of a very pioneering venture with smart TV sets and devices, specifically the multi-channel bundles that go through those devices. It's called I Have a Podcast on Television. Here to talk about it, the host and producer, Vinny Pontecivo. Vinny, happy 1st of April. Welcome in.
Yeah, right. Thanks for having me. I'm glad this is not an April Fool's joke because I would be devastated. I'm honored to be in your space, and it's 55 degrees in New York. It's brisk. Like, I feel spring is here. I'm ready for this.
Me too. And by the way, for those who are just coming in, if you are marking Passover, the Festival of Light starts tonight, continues through Saturday afternoon. Welcome in, too. We thank you for that you're joining us before you get your festival going. Vinny, this is a very unusual venture. It's you may be pioneering a new way for people to get their shows on the air.
But you're giving me goosebumps because I had this conversation 20 years ago in the late 90s with my boss, Rod Asa, who literally is the man who created the Osbournes and Newlyweds and Punk. And we gave actors and artists a platform to show that you can be a model and a TV star and also be a really smart producer and build a production company and be a media mogul like Ashton Kutcher became, or that you're really talented and you're also really human like Jessica Simpson is. And so many of us can relate to that. And I look back at what I got to do. I'm so passionate about giving artists and back then in the beginning of my career, for sure, I would say I was so passionate about giving artists and talent, athletes, you know, the skills, the tools to be able to get on TV. I literally would walk around saying, hey, you should have a show on our network. What if it was, you know, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, those became shows. And what I get to do now with podcasts and what I get to do now is founder-led businesses and just people who really care about their audiences, that they can create content that you can own. You didn't own content back when I was making TV in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I was in the room when Nick Cannon pitched Wildin' Out twice. By the way, the first time MTV passed on it, and then he went and put money into it, shot a little tape, came back, which he didn't need to, and it was a no-brainer at that point because we were then able to see exactly what he had in his mind. But he doesn't own those shows now. Talent will, but like the marketplace, the ownership that comes with owning content in this marketplace allows me to do what I think we're going to talk about, which is this multi-channel, multi-network bundling. It's, by the way, the secret to my success. I've been able to spin two podcasts in the last year into projects at HBO Max and Netflix. And I'll end this, and I can't wait to hear your questions. But in 2006, I sat down with Fat Man Scoop and his wife, and I took his podcast, Man and Wife, and converted it into a late-night sex talk show on MTV. So in 2006, I converted a podcast into a television show. I've been doing, I cast a Housewives, a Millionaire Matchmaker. You imagine anything shot cast in New York? I've had my hands on, except the Jersey Shore. I do nothing at the Jersey Shore. And it's just so awesome. It's powerful. I get like, you know, endorphins. I feel like Tom Cruise jumping on a couch in the Oprah interview when I know the power of owning your content. I own a podcast. I called it I Have a Podcast because I want people to know what I got. And when I was able to turn it into a TV show, I had the opportunity to rebrand it. And I thought, no, I want people to know I finally have a podcast, and now it's on television, and I want them to know that part of the journey. So I'm stoked to be able to talk about this.
So what is, since you made a nice segue, what is I Have a Podcast on TV? How does it work?
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's literally it's a creative conversation with creatives on and off camera. So my first 15 episodes of my podcast that I've now been able to turn into a television show, for example, I sat down with Mandy Moore, somebody who I worked with, you know, when she was 15, 16 at MTV, got to put her in a lot of her first projects. And we've been in touch for like lifelong friends and seeing her make creative decisions, what movies to take, you know, how do those movies impact you? So specifically with Mandy, what was pretty cool is we were talking about the creative process. She has a production company, but she hadn't directed anything yet, not even like a podcast episode. So in our conversation, in our podcast conversation, I got this, you know, I said, how come you're not directing anything on This Is Us? It seems like their stand is such, they're so nice over there. Like, and the light clicked. You see it happen in this conversation. And 2 weeks ago to this day, Mandy's directorial debut just came out. And I get to inspire artists, creatives on that level to do what they're doing to take the leap. I promise you there is nobody who's listening to this right now that I cannot relate to, because we are the most human people. And some of the biggest stars I got to work with are just really good at being human beings. I got to be honest. There's some really famous people I've worked with. The ones that really have impact, the ones who care, the ones who show up, you know, that's what this is inspiring. I got to sit down with Jamie Lynn Sigler and talk about, you know, I was there when she was shooting Sopranos in New York, you know, the first time around. And now I get to be there as she's dealing with MS and how that's affecting her onset energy and how she prepares differently. And I love the creative process. I think of it as like inside the actor studio for today's modern creator. But I know this. If I sat down and I interviewed 10 different production companies today, I know for a fact that those 10 different production companies make money from content in a different way. That's how unique the media market is right now. And by owning content, it allowed me to do what I did, which was get it onto a bunch of TV networks. By the way, so I'm so excited to talk about this because you just had on a guest. As Brandon was talking, I was able to go to his website, to Pod TV, and actually submit my TV show. Possibly you may have just made a connection here. And Brandon, if you're still listening, I've got a client. She's called the Hard Knuckle News Network. So I'm definitely reaching out to you now that you have Distro. But these platforms are emerging. That's what's different. You know, characters, we've always been here. And now we've had cell phones. So we've had an opportunity to put our voice out there and had an opportunity to put our face out there. But these platforms that are coming up, especially the AVOD, the advertising video on demand for me, which is, by the way, all the, you know, Discovery, not the Discovery Pluses, like all the free versions of all the new platforms that are coming out for people who are listening, the difference between these AVODs like Stir, Glued TV, River TV, Freebie TV. Some of them feel a little bit on the lower market, but that's what I love about them. This is a nooks and crannies. This is where I get to be in touch with people and connect with people at a place where I'm not competing with the broadcast TV space until my brand is ready to get there and I'm syndicated on full-time on television. But meanwhile, I'm on Cox, Comcast, and certain markets. I'm extremely excited to be able to have this conversation out there. And it does.
What's interesting with your situation is that you're one of the first people to actually go direct to a Tubi, a Fubo TV, a Local Now, a Sports.TV, a Pluto TV, a Philo TV, all of these multi-channel bundles that are expanding because of their distribution on smart TV sets and devices, and go directly to them and say, I got a show. You want it? As opposed to I have a network. Do you want it?
That's it. You know what?
When you have a conversation with somebody like Stir or have Local Now or Pluto TV, what do they think first? What is their first reaction?
Well, I'm delivering pretty good talent that other people aren't. So my access to who I have is pretty unique. That being said, I'm not treating this like a booking gig. I'm not booking guests on my show. I'm casting the people who are already in my life. And that's something that they were really interested in. You know, but I should be so lucky. I have to have a very humbling moment here. I should be so lucky to get the call on someone like Mandy Moore when I want to have a podcast, by the way. What a horrible person to be your first interview, because everyone's going to be listening to it. But I thought to myself, well, no one's going to listen to my questions. They're just going to be listening to her answers. And her answers got our podcast in the post and in page six and in print, you know, pretty quickly. TJ Lavin, the host of The Challenge, someone that I was able to cast, you know, almost 15 years ago in that spot, is so gracious. And when he talks about how he's doing what he's doing, I have these platforms reaching out wanting to hear the story. So it's funny you said the thing about the network. You know, 2 years ago, I got on Clubhouse, and I heard everyone talking about how they have a podcast network. And I, at that point, you know, I launched my podcast. I got 50 or so phone calls. I have about 30 or so podcast clients, from housewives to entrepreneurs, accountants and lawyers, and just people who want to be communicating through content that I help them create their podcast. And I help them win awards. I think it's important to win awards, by the way. So that's something I help them get on IMDb to get the credits that they can, because now you can put podcasts up on IMDb. You can't listen to podcasts, but the discoverability that you get from putting your podcast that you own on IMDb is your production company. All of the awards that you've won, all of your guests that are probably making appearances on other TV shows and films and other ways. So your podcast now appears on all of their pages. Like, the discoverability is crazy. They allow you to have taglines. So if you want to be the number one on-air coach in America, there's a tagline. Drop it in your IMDb page, and you tell me how long it takes on Google's first page to start ranking for that. The relationship between Amazon and which owns IMDb and Google, the data poor is ridiculous. So there's just so much power that happens there. And I almost became a podcast network, but I realized that would be limiting the growth of a podcast. The podcast network would really want those podcasts on that network, and you run advertising. That's not my job. I didn't want to run a network. I'm really good at working with people, figuring out what platform they should be on, what format of audio that might be right for them. You know, there's a lot of growth. There's a big growth opportunity happening right now over on Amazon AMP, which is Amazon's foray into social audio networking. I'm a big user of LinkedIn audio. So I've kind of migrated away from Clubhouse, where I can have some resonance, you know, on that platform there myself, which is so cool, because I'm putting out content. The editor from Sports Illustrated put two dots together, and I just was afforded an awesome interview that I think comes out in a couple of months about how The Challenge was cast, actually. So shout out to TJ Lavin for that spot. But it's just sharing these experiences. And look, I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm seeing 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, teens, 40-year-olds. I'm seeing a bunch of people talk about how to block shoot, how to create, how to not burn out, you know, all these segment ideas. And I want those strategists, you know, and tactile producers to get out there and create those pieces that they're very easy. They're very quick to get out there and pitch. I think the unique thing that I can do is offer those services for free, and that's why I created the Creator Accelerator Hub. So this is where I'm giving creators the opportunity to just know what I know. I'm not trying to tell you the 50 different ways to run, you know, 50 alternatives to Kajabi. I don't use Kajabi, for example, so I'm not going to be talking about that. But I will talk about what I have had work. And more than anything, make connections. So the advertising, the AVODs, Am I, you know, I hate to make predictions here, but can I make a prediction? They're going to win.
Sure.
The AVOD, right? Like, I think is it really not even a prediction anymore?
Just let folks know, not in the acronym, that's Advertiser Supported On-Demand Television.
Yeah, so the difference there is, like, so, and then the other one would be Subscriber Supported, like your Netflixes and your Pluses, Hulu Plus, and CNN Plus, you know, now CNN Plus, but you'll see. CNN will go back to an advertising. It's really important, the advertising piece. Advertising is what created television, to be blunt. There was a video community, right? If it was private video, it was film, and if it was advertising video, it was television. So what we're seeing now is the video is literally digital advertising, TV advertising, and that's, to be honest, why I have to be on these AVODs. All the advertising money is going to these AVODs. So how do I know they're going to survive? Because every big box retailer, every giant advertiser that was and has been working with TV, the big league TVs, they've got their eyes on those AVODs. And by the way, they're looking at them for structure because they're gonna launch their own. You know, we're not far away from when like Walgreens TV is a thing called Walgreens TV, but if not, then that's a great Taco Bell TV, right? If you think about the future of, you know, those are real things, real eyeballs, you know, and those closed circuit network TVs are advertiser dependent that you can really kind of geo target and do things that you really can't do so well on television or the traditional sense. I think that's where there's real mobility. And I'm excited to be in front of that audience because I think that's where the youth audience is, and that's the future of our economy is right there. Teach them how to create, give them the tools to do it. And I got to see it. You know, look at where we're at now.
This hour here in New York on Tomorrow Be Televised. He is the host and producer of I Have a Podcast on TV, which is available on many multi-channel bundles going through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Do you have a question or a comment in our remaining minutes with Vinny? Make a call 646-652-2906. Or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Don't forget, coming up on Monday, we have a big 90-minute show for you. From the new PBS special, two-night special, next Monday and Tuesday, Benjamin Franklin involving Ken Burns, producer David Schmidt. From the new service, Desire Company Classes, we'll have co-founder and the chief executive officer of the parent company, Eric Scheinkopf. And from the brand new Apple TV Plus critically acclaimed spy drama, Slow Horses, starring Oscar winner Gary Oldman, executive producer and director James Hose, live from England. It's all coming up Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, big 90 edition for you here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. We now know that podcasts, whether scripted or unscripted, have become one of the great new sources of new television programming. How do you think this trend's going to go?
Oh, I think that audio saved the video star. To be really blunt, I come from MTV, so I need that to be heard loud and clear. Like, think of what MTV was in the late 80s, early 90s. It was television you didn't watch. You kept it on. So that the whole house, it was almost like church. The whole house could be educated with pop culture simultaneously. You were all listening to something, you know, at the same time. I think podcasts have that ability. I think that podcasts have the flexibility to be distributed in a remarkable way. And to be honest, podcasts right now, so if you ask me like types of media, there would be like a TV show, a podcast, a film, a book. I think podcasts are a type of content. I think podcasts and GIFs are no different. The podcast and .mov file, the ability, right, to move these pieces is about to change. Right now, we don't think of podcasting in social media. Twitter they haven't officially announced it, but there's code that's been revealed that Twitter is going to allow us to have a podcast tab with an RSS feed that we can put in there. LinkedIn just launched their podcast network. Facebook allows users to take their podcast RSS link and input it into their Facebook business pages right now. So I think podcasting is going to, you know, we think of social media as the only way to put content out sort of in a deregulated way, even though these are privately owned or they're owned companies where there is a transfer of ownership. So like if I post something on Instagram, Instagram has rights to that. Podcasting is not the same way. And I think that's going to change how television shows are distributed. I mean, we just saw what happened because of the pandemic, when a film has to come out early and how it can make millions of dollars if distributed on, you know, one of these premium platforms. And imagine the ability now in the future when advertisers and sponsors are able to connect themselves to some of these more independent podcasts, right? The big ones that we see, the big Spotify-owned ones, we don't have to say names, but you know who they are, where there's big dollars and big marketing, and we expect those to have success. But what TV is going to do is it's going to find those niche stars. It's going to allow us to have real community with content creators. And in some way, we'll know. I'll go to MTV Podcasts to watch my favorite podcast. And I think that's sort of like the future of where podcasting is. It's on demand. Like everyone wants, television has become on demand. I was at MTV on TRL. I was working on TRL when AOL Music and YouTube came out, and that double whammy, without a doubt, is what killed us with eyeballs, because no one no longer needed to wait for their favorite video. right? So I think that that's the future of it. I think that podcasting and TV are going to go hand in hand brilliantly. Social media is quick to adapt to it. You're going to see in the digital numbers, you know, the hardest part about podcasting right now is discoverability. If you tap it, if you are able to, you know, really pump that into your social network in an organic way that where there's real reach, not post driven, you know, but where there's real reach and cooperation with the platform, it's going to be a big differentiator for what podcasts are. It'll be funny. Our kids will be like, "You watch something called the morning show, but I don't understand." So it's like a podcast in the morning. Like, we're going to have to like describe, you know, what that is that day. And they're not even going to. And those kids, they're going to say, "Why do you call it TV? Why is everything you ever watch called television when it's just a video? What if it's, you know, we watch TV on our phones now." So it's really interesting to think about that learning curve and more technology. But that's why the AVOD, the advertising video on demand, they're not gating their content, so it's easy to share, right? We saw a huge media platform with a bunch of Viacom executives launch a year ago unsuccessfully. That was a premium subscription model in vertical video. And there was no sort of peak or view. There was no sharing of what that content was. We knew Punk'd had come back, but it was on this portal that we didn't have access to unless we paid a subscription. And I think we want a taste. We want more transparency. And the advertising model allows us, as viewers, it allows us to taste and sample before we completely commit to consuming.
One thing for sure, Vinny, it's a wild, wild and getting more wilder world with smart TV sets, smart TV devices, multi-channel bundles that just keep expanding, and now the opportunity to not only sell or to syndicate individual networks, but also individual shows. It'll be very interesting to see if what you're doing is followed by others, whether it's scripted, programming, unscripted, interactive, who knows? Sky is definitely the limit. The program is called I Have a Podcast on Television that our guest, Vinny Pozzettivo, is host and producer for. If you want more details about the program and where it is running on multi-channel bundles, or if you want to find out more about the Creator Hub that Vinny was talking about a few minutes ago, here's where you go online, bpetalent.com. That's bpetalent.com. And again, I Have a Podcast on TV, now playing on your favorite multi-channel bundles through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Vinny Pozzettivo, thank you again for joining us. It's been a wonderful time with you. Got to have you back ASAP. It's been a pleasure all the way.
You rock.
You got it, Vinny, and you too. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend.
Yes.
Vinny Pozzettivo joining me live here in New York. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. Last time we are presenting it, and if you're first with the correct answer, either today or over the weekend, you will win three great prizes. The new Nailed In cookbook from the popular Netflix series. We've got the 25th anniversary Blue's Clues notepad, courtesy of Nickelodeon. And from BYU TV and PBS, 20 Years of Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir DVD of the show that was on last December, plus bonus material. And it's all for you if you know the answer to this question. Name the 1960s ABC anthology series hosted by Fred Astaire. Name the 1960s ABC anthology series hosted by Fred Astaire. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address. If you've won before, you're not eligible. And if you're first with the correct answer, you win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning, and if we need to throughout the weekend, at two places, Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. However you get in, go ahead and win. Remember, that's how you do it, and all the very best. One last time, the question. Name the ABC 1960s anthology series hosted by Fred Astaire. Three prizes in play, and if you're first with the answer, by email, simonapple04@yahoo.com, you win. So go for it, and all the very best. Before we leave you today, a couple of things. First of all, to everyone at Black News Channel that found themselves out of a job after 2 years on the air, we wish you the very, very best. You gave it a go. It was 4 years ago that J.C. Watts, the college football quarterback star and former congressman, was on this very program talking about his vision to put together Black News Channel, the first African-American-oriented 24/7 news channel. It finally got on the air 2 years ago, and unfortunately, Was yanked because of the lack of because of funding being yanked by its main owner, and it unfortunately filed for bankruptcy last week with a $50 million debt. We wish everybody the very, very best, and hope that they will turn up one way or another to create the next generation of television. Also, to those of you that are our Jewish listeners, we hope that you get your Passover going tonight and celebrate the Festival of Life. And please keep thoughts and prayers for the Jewish people in Ukraine who are dealing with so much at this very, very moment. Those that are in Ukraine and those that have fled the country over the last month or so. Our thoughts and prayers are with them. And remember, we are back on Monday, big night edition for you coming up from the new PBS special from Ken Burns, Benjamin Franklin. They'll be on most PBS stations Monday and Tuesday night, 2 hours each night. Producer David Schmidt from the new channel Desire Company Classes, co-founder and chief executive officer Eric Steinkopf. And from the brand new Apple TV Plus series, it's a spy saga. It's called Slow Horses. It premiered earlier today, got great reviews, great audience reaction, Rotten Tomatoes, with Oscar winner Gary Oldman. We will go live to England with executive producer and director James Howes. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our podcast. Remember, we're now available on Spotify. We're on Amazon Music. That includes people who get Amazon through Vizio Smart TV sets, Apple Podcasts, and includes Apple TV, the device, plus iTunes, and we're also on this Verbal, Reason, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. We always love hearing from you. What's your thoughts about our guests today and what they're up to? What's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it is going? Well, we want to hear from you. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, you can always find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum. Twitter, UBC Simon, TWBT. However you communicate with us, we always communicate back within 24 hours. That's our promise to you. Why? Because we always say around here, what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website services are provided by On Podium, the internet's new podcast outpost. For details, go to onpodium.com. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. Tomorrow Televised is brought to you by Audible.com. It's the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For a one-book or two-book trial for a month, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Makes a great gift for you or someone you love any time of the year. For Tomorrow Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your April 1st, no fooling, and then a great weekend. And again, if you're marking Passover that starts tonight, please make it a safe and great one and celebrate this festival of life to the max. We'll be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast destinations, including Spotify. And again, thank you to Spotify for kicking us on this week, and we appreciate everybody from all of you tuning in there. Whatever you're doing between now and Monday, please make it safe and great. Again, if you haven't been vaccinated, please check with your doctor, check your medical situation, find out about the new antiviral pills from Merck and Pfizer that are available to you now through your local pharmacy, free of charge, without a prescription, and then make a great choice, your choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned. No fooling.